This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Good morning. The time is 9:07. It is Wednesday, November the 27th of 2024. I am Chad Holmes. It is our number two of the Chad Holmes Show on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Glad you could join us. Again, we are calling it Thanksgiving Eve. Yep, it is Thanksgiving Eve. Tomorrow, the big holiday, Thanksgiving Day holiday. Again, it is mathematically, we like to talk about the math when it comes to our number for the day quiz, but mathematically, it is the latest on the calendar that Thanksgiving can be held. It lands this year on the 28th of November. It cannot be held any later than the 28th. Don't ask me to explain the math, but I just know that's the math. It can't be held any later than that. So this year, it's a closer window between Thanksgiving and Christmas. And, of course, this is the huge holiday shopping weekend. We talked about that yesterday as part of the number for the day. Black Friday coming up, Small Business Saturday coming up, and then, of course, Cyber Monday as well. But glad you could be with us here on this Wednesday morning coming up here in this hour. A little bit later on at 9:34, we will be joined by members of the cast for this weekend's production of Seussical by the Central Wisconsin Children's Theater. Again, Central Wisconsin Children's Theater, CWCT. The event will be held on the campus of the University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point at Wausau at the Venega Theater. So we will talk to some of the young cast members. And again, knock on wood, maybe even get a performance, get a little bit of a song here.
Oh, I certainly hope so.
So we'll look forward to that coming up at 9:34. Then after that, we will have our final segment of the morning, our daily segment, our daily history lesson. We'll find out about some of the famous events that occurred on this date in history. Also about some famous folks celebrating their birthdays, some special days being acknowledged, and of course, we always wrap it up with our number for the day quiz. We give That's Ian an opportunity to show off his knowledge to finish off the program. And so far this week, what are you?
Let's see. I am one out of two.
You're one out of two. So you're in good
Monday,
shape.
Monday, I started off the week strong, and then yesterday, I was way off of my guess.
Exactly. But, hey, you're still ahead of the curve. You need to be above 33% in order to have a winning week.
Yes.
I should say not a winning week, a passing week. If you're above 33%, you have a passing week. But if you're above 50%, then it's a winning week. And then, of course, your best week so far has been 4 out of 5. So, so again, today's a big one. You don't want to be. You have a chance to clinch a passing week if you get it right today. And then we can work on the next levels as well.
You need to stay focused.
Exactly. I'm trying to see what is today's topic for the number for the day quiz.
I sure hope it's interesting.
Yeah, I think this is kind of an interesting one. It doesn't really have anything to do with Thanksgiving or the holidays, but I think we're going to still go with it. The topic for today's number for the day is orange juice.
Orange juice.
Yep, orange juice. I'm going to give you a hint.
Okay.
Orange juice consumption by Americans has actually gone down in the past 15 years, which is surprising to me.
Huh.
I don't know why it's gone down, but it has gone down. But orange juice will be our topic for the number for the day quiz.
Interesting.
Coming up at the end of the program. Also tonight, don't forget, we have the big high school sports show presented by K5 Construction here on 98.9 WXCO. We will be on from 6 till 8 p.m. this evening. Myself and former Newman Catholic High School boys basketball coach Jeff Gress. We will be joined by a couple of special guests. D.C. Everest girls basketball coach Lauren Bullis. She'll be our guest coming up at 6:25 this evening. And Quincy Fender, Newman Catholic High School football and basketball standout junior for the Cardinals. He'll be our student athlete guest at 7:06. So that is coming up. Big high school sports show tonight and every Wednesday evening from 6 till 8 p.m. right here on 98.9 WXCO. Also last night, I was down in Stevens Point. I went down to Stevens Point to broadcast the Central Wisconsin Storm in their season opening hockey game against the Wisconsin Valley Union. The Storm won it by a score of 5-1. So after the game, I tend not to eat normally before the game. I just, you know, for whatever reason. I mean, I could probably grab a bite before. Sometimes I do. But in this case, I just I didn't eat before the game. So I'm driving back, and I get back into town, and I decided to go through the drive-thru at McDonald's, grab a quick little bite, about 9:30 at night. And I noticed that the McRib is back. Are you a fan of the McRib? Do you have the McRib?
Oh, yes, I am. That's also my dad's favorite as well. I'm a big fan of the McRib. I know how they make it. I do, because I've had to make quite a few of those when I worked there.
Do we want to know how they make it? Because sometimes I think when
I don't want to spoil it for you. but
the thing about
that is absolutely delicious.
The thing about it, sometimes it's better not to know how our food is made.
Yeah.
I would rather not, because
sausage is delicious, but you don't want to know how it's made.
There you go. Because I remember back when I was going to college, I went to the UW Marathon County here in town. Mm-hmm. And I had a speech class. Back, I think it was first or second year. I can't remember which it was. But I had this speech class.
Okay.
And one of the speeches was basically the professor assigned everybody they gave us basically, it was supposed to, I forget what the exact title is, but basically to say how something is done. You're up there and you try to say how something is done.
Okay.
And he gave this story on how hot dogs are made.
Oh, no.
And it's like, I couldn't have a hot dog for a very long time after that. Because
I remember those videos.
I know. It's like, I don't want to know this. I enjoyed the hot dog, and then I have had the hot dog again, but every once in a while, it still pops into my mind, and I'm not going to share anything about it because, frankly, I don't remember it. I think maybe it's sort of like sometimes when you have something that bad, when something bad happens, you sort of, your mind somehow protects you by not letting you remember it. I don't exactly remember it, but I just remember it wasn't good. but no, I did not have the McRib last night. I may have to have one here very, very soon, because I do enjoy it as
McRibs
well.
McRibs are very popular at McDonald's, especially when the football season comes around, because that's usually what people get when the regular season is coming to an end and the playoffs start, especially around the Thanksgiving holiday. But I very much enjoyed the McRibs.
The basic, it seems like it comes around every six months.
Can't stand onions.
I love the onions, though. That's so. I'm disagreeing with you there. But it seems like it comes around. I mean, I remember it one time in the summertime where it was around. So, I mean, I think there's not a specific time they bring it back. But
sometimes you never know when it's going to pop up.
Exactly. So it just pops up now. It's a holiday treat for everybody. So if you're a fan of the McRib, take it from me. As I went through the drive-thru last night at McDonald's, the McRib is back. Also today, it's called Inflation Wednesday, and it's not anything to do with prices.
Okay.
Inflation Wednesday is in New York for the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Ah.
Today is the day that they inflate the balloons, and they actually make a big deal out of it because the inflation of the 17 character balloons and the 15 heritage balloons is open for viewing later on today. In fact, it is done from noon until 6 p.m. Spectators can head on over to the American Museum of Natural History, where there will be a balloon viewing path that wraps around the museum. So today, if you're a big balloon fan and don't want to wait for the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, just go to the Natural History Museum in New York and can actually see them start off with nothing and then just sort of rise to the sky. There's a new balloon, a couple of new balloons this year. There is a Minnie Mouse balloon.
Aww.
It has not been a Minnie Mouse balloon. It will debut at the parade this year.
Nice.
She will join fellow Disney balloons. Who do you think the other Disney balloons are?
Well, the Mickey Mouse is one.
Mickey is one of them.
And, I'm going to get back to you on that one. I'll have to think about that one.
I think that's a good idea. I will hold off on it here for just a moment. But, again, tomorrow, and obviously I think one of the traditions, I remember back as a kid, that parade just continues to keep on going. I mean, I think for a lot of folks, it's not Thanksgiving unless you start things off by viewing the Thanksgiving parade at Macy's in New York City. And that always starts the morning off with the parade. Then, of course, the Detroit Lions are the next tradition, as they always play the early game on Thanksgiving, the kickoff at about 11:30 a.m. our time. Tomorrow, the Lions will take on the Chicago Bears. Then it'll be the Cowboys and the Giants and the Packers and the Dolphins. But, all right, well, you said Mickey Mouse. Yeah. There are three other Disney icons who are actually, you know, the traditional icons, you know, the ones that are been around for a long time.
I think for quite a few years, isn't a Buzz Lightyear one of them?
Nope. Oh. We're going back even further than Buzz Lightyear. And we're talking about some of the all-time traditional Disney cartoon characters.
Well, let's see, Donald Duck?
Possibly? Donald Duck, yes.
And was Goofy one of them?
Goofy
as well?
Oh,
yes.
And there's one other traditional
is
Disney.
It Pluto?
It is.
Ah,
there
yes.
You go. You got them all. Very good. I didn't think you'd get them all.
I should have been the number for the day quiz.
Oh, yeah. No,
but
no.
It's not a number.
It's
so
not
it
a number.
Count.
So, but no, that's impressive right there. I'll give you a little bonus star here.
It was a Thanksgiving Day Parade. How balloons are very impressive.
Yep, absolutely. So,
I know they have a Power Rangers one. And that one I really enjoy because I'm a huge Power Ranger fan.
Very good. The time is 9:18. 20 degrees is the temperature here in downtown Wausau. Expecting a dry Thanksgiving. In fact, pretty dry right through the entire weekend. It's going to be chilly, but it's going to be dry. So good news for those folks traveling around Wisconsin for Thanksgiving. We're going to come back in just a moment with more Chad Holmes Show here on 98.9 WXCO.
I was so hard to please. Look around, leaves are brown, and the sky is a hazy shade of winter. Hear the Salvation Army band.
You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. With Ian Welsh, I'm Chad Holmes. I was just mentioning we were talking about the balloons over at the Macy's Holiday Parade, Thanksgiving Day Parade, coming up tomorrow. In fact, there's everybody wakes up and they watch the parade, most families and kids especially. There's actually a special tonight on NBC. It's called the Countdown to Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. Oh. I don't remember that, but they're going to have a special tonight at 7 o'clock. It's a sneak peek at the stories behind the floats, balloons, and bands. That sounds like it's right up your alley.
Oh, absolutely.
Get your sneak peek behind the floats and the balloons and the band. So, actually, so that might be if people love the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, might want to check that out. Also tonight, again, being it's almost like a Friday night because people have off work tomorrow. They can hang out and just relax and get ready for the holiday. There's one that maybe I might try to catch right after the Thanksgiving preview show on NBC. There's a Saturday Night Live Thanksgiving special. They'll have special highlights, which is a collection of Thanksgiving-themed sketches from its 50 seasons. So,
they've had some classic ones over the years. I still remember those.
Exactly. And if you are going to watch the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade tomorrow, it starts at 8:30 a.m. on NBC. As I said, it will feature 22 floats, 17 character balloons, 15 heritage or novelty balloons, and more than 700 clowns, as well as performances by 11 marching bands and 10 performance groups. The performers will include Jennifer Hudson, Kylie Minogue, Dan and Shay, Jimmy Fallon and the Roots, Walker Hayes, Idina Menzel, The War and Treaty, and more. So lots of fun tomorrow. So again, the great start of a big, big weekend. I mentioned the fact that the Packers play tomorrow night. 7:15, I believe, is the kickoff. 7:15 or 7:20, one of the two. Tune in, make sure at 7:15 you're in front of that TV.
There's three big the games tomorrow.
Yep, Bears and the
you're cheering for.
Bears and the Lions.
For everybody.
Giants and the Cowboys, Packers and the Dolphins. And also coming up on Friday, the Badgers play on Friday, not on Saturday this week.
Oh, yeah.
They play the Golden Gophers of Minnesota in the battle for Paul Bunyan's axe.
Yes. And, battle for the axe.
Yep, and it's a must-win for Wisconsin because if they don't win,
they don't get
a bowl game, and they would have a losing record for the first time in more than 20 years. So, obviously, a big one, but the axe is the big thing. You got to win the axe. The big Paul Bunyan axe game will be played at Camp Randall Stadium. Kickoff is at 11 a.m. Coming up.
I really hope the Badgers can come together, you know, get their offensive and defensive together and pull out a win, because I know they haven't been playing great the last couple of games, but
they still have a chance. Say the least. A team that's playing much better, however, is the Milwaukee Bucks. The Bucks have now won 5 games in a row.
Yeah.
They are at .500. Again, they're 9-9 on the campaign. Despite not playing with Giannis last night, Damian Lillard had a massive game last evening as the Bucks beat the Miami Heat by a score of 106-103. Lillard scored 37 points and added 12 assists. The Bucks had a 22-point lead in the second half. Almost saw it get away, but they were able to hold on and get the W. So 5 in a row for the Bucks. They're now 9-9 on the season. They are up to 5th place in the Eastern Conference, and they're right in the middle of the conference playoff race. So again, after that slow start, some signs of life for the Milwaukee Bucks. And also, I again, because I want to give you ideas on wonderful things to do this weekend.
Uh-huh.
I know you are a man that loves Disney. You love Disney.
I am a huge Disney fan. Well, yes.
Coming up on Sunday night, 7 o'clock on ABC, the Wonderful World of Disney Holiday Spectacular.
Ooh.
When you use a word like spectacular, it better be good. Because you don't use the term spectacular unless it's massive.
Anything.
But it will be hosted by Julianne Hough and Alfonso Ribeiro. The annual event celebrates its 9th year with festive performances and holiday magic. Magic! Holiday magic, no less. Performers include Elton John, John Legend, Seth MacFarlane, Liz Gillies, Ava Max, Leslie Odom Jr., the Imani Mileli. Are you familiar with this choir?
Oh, I'm not familiar with that one.
Carly Pierce, Pentatonix, and more.
Oh, I love Pentatonix.
And also Sunday, this one is odd. It's not up my alley, but maybe for some folks and stuff. On Peacock, on the Peacock streaming service, there's a new movie out. It's called Holiday Touchdown, A Chiefs Love Story. It's a new holiday film about a woman whose family is obsessed with the Kansas City Chiefs. When she submits their fan store to a contest to be considered for the Chiefs Fan of the Year, she meets the Chiefs Director of Fan Engagement, who's judging the competition, and a relationship develops.
What is the season for holiday
it
love stories?
It is. So I know it is. But when I saw this Holiday Touchdown, A Chiefs Love Story, I thought maybe it was going to be Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce.
That's what I was thinking.
But no, this one sounds, well, maybe it's up the alley of a few folks. So again, there's a lot going on the tube coming up this holiday weekend. And again, Thanksgiving Eve. Having fun trying to, you know, enjoy this morning and get us towards the Thanksgiving holiday tomorrow.
Absolutely.
Coming up, we have an information update, news, weather, and sports. And then after that, in just a few minutes, we will be joined by cast members of this weekend's production of Seussical from the Central Wisconsin Children's Theater. So that's coming up. And, of course, we still have the number for the day quiz at the end of the show as well. So a lot still on the plate. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. It is Thanksgiving Eve, heading towards a massive holiday weekend, and if you're looking for some great entertainment, head on over to the University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point at Wausau campus on Friday and Saturday. Two big shows each day at the Avenida Theater, the Central Wisconsin Children's Theater presenting Seussical at 2 p.m. and 7 p.m. both days, and we're very happy to welcome into the studio the director, Cindy Strobel.
Morning!
A pair of the cast members listed right near the top of the cast list, Kira Karungi, correct, playing Jojo, and also Kian Sullivan, Horton the Elephant, and nice to have you both here as well.
Nice to be here.
And as you do talk, I would love to have you each, when you do talk, just get a little bit closer to the microphone as well. But I'm sure you're also very good at projecting as well to the back of the house when you're on stage, so it's all good. Hey, first of all, Central Wisconsin Children's Theater, it's been an organization that's put on a lot of incredibly fun shows. It's given great opportunities to kids here in Central Wisconsin. And Cindy, could you maybe start off by giving us a little background about the CWCT?
So CWCT has been around for many years. I want to say 30 years. And we do about 4 shows a year. We work with kids. I actually have had kids as young as 5. But generally, they start around age 6 to 8, and we go up to 18. And we try to do a variety of little shows, big shows, mm-hmm. so that everybody gets a chance to play a fun part.
Where do the kids come from? How far? How big of a footprint do you have?
We have kids as far away as Marshfield sometimes. Merrill, Mosinee. Yep.
So that's a that shows commitment, doesn't it, for the kids
Tomahawk.
And the families?
I had a kid from Tomahawk one time. Yep.
Absolutely. And some interesting shows. I mean, Seussical. I know Ian was telling me how much he loves this show. You got Les Mis coming up. I mean, you really, you do go, you shoot big, don't you, with this organization?
We do. We do. In particular, this season, I'm really proud of this season. I'm very excited about it.
We're obviously going to talk a little bit about this show, but I mean, for folks that are interested, whether the kids or the families who are tuned in right now, you got the auditions coming up for the next show right away.
We do. It's right away the week after Thanksgiving, Les Mis auditions. Yep. And we're taking kids from age 13 to 18. There are two kids' roles, and they can audition for that. But for the most part, the cast is going to be teenagers.
And there's shows, and there's also camps. What are the camps?
We have three camps in the summer. They're split up by age. I do one. We start at age 6 and go up to about 10, and I focus on things where the kids don't have to be able to read. So we do little skits every day with these little tiny ones, and it's really cute. Then I have another camp from age 9 to 12, and then one just for teens. For the teens, we do a short, funny one act, and then they perform it at the end of the week.
Let's bring in the kids here to talk a little bit about their experiences with Central Wisconsin Children's Theater. Is this the first show, or have you both, either or both of you, been involved in the past?
I've been doing a couple shows with CWCT, and it's been really fun. I love the community and how it just brings you together as one big theater family.
And Kian, what about you?
This is my second show with CWCT, and I just, I think the reason why I came back was because of, like, the really positive, like, outcome that, like, happens with every show. I just really like seeing the end come all together.
We'll ask you both about your parts here in just a moment. Before that, we'll ask Cindy about choosing this show. What is the reasons behind Seussical, and how big is the cast? Maybe some of the generalities for people who may not be as familiar with the with the show.
So the cast is big. I believe we have 67. I like Seussical because there's a lot of roles. I don't like, when you're working with children, I don't like a part where you've got like four leads and then everybody else is ensemble. Seussical has a lot of varied roles. It's an interesting show, though, because people think of it as for kids, and we have kids in it, but it was written for adults. Seussical was on Broadway for years, and our kids have been really challenged by how difficult the music is.
And let's talk to the people that will be actually taking that challenge. Kira. Very good. Again, you're Jojo. Can you talk a little bit about that role? What is that role? Maybe a thumbnail sketch on your part, and maybe the challenges of that part. What have you got out of that part?
Jojo is like this kid who's very imaginative, creative, a little bit of a rebel, and just very a creative kid. And the challenges have been more like sort of, some of the songs are at the top of my vocal range, so that's been kind of a challenge, but it's helped me like learn how to do that.
Is this the biggest role you've ever had?
One of them.
Okay.
For sure.
And Kian, what about your role? What, Horton the elephant? Delve into the character here.
He does hear a small hoof.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Very good.
I definitely do. I think that Horton's like, I don't know, not very, like, standoffish, very, like, in his own world. But, like, when he finds the Who's, he just, like, he finally has, like, I don't know, like, a purpose. Like, he gets to protect the Who's and, like, everything. Like, he sticks by them, like through thick and thin. Like, yeah, he tries to suppress his emotions, I think, like, throughout the show. But then, like, in a few songs, he kind of, like, shows his true feelings.
Is that a challenge to try to kind of balance the suppression of the emotions and then bring it out to the surface?
Yeah, definitely. That's definitely one of the challenges, yeah.
Kira, how old were you the first time that you performed on stage?
I think I was I think I just turned 10. Yeah.
And how old are you now?
I am 12.
Okay, so it's not been a long time. What has brought you back? What is the thing that draws you to theater, to the stage, the best parts of it?
I really like getting to, like, know the community and just, like, acting in general. It's super fun to, like, pretend being a different character, living in a different world, having different experiences, and just, like, making the character pop and, like, come mm-hmm. out of the script and just interact with this whole new world. And it's really fun because it's one of my, like, main passions that I love.
So. Kian, how old were you when you first started performing?
I was a freshman in high school, so 14, yeah, 14 probably.
And how old are you now?
I'm 14 or 13. I'm 16, turning 17.
And what's brought you back? What is the draw to the stage?
I don't know. Ever since I started, I just always had this like connection, and I just knew that this is what I wanted to do.
Cindy, should we try a little a cappella here with our cast members?
Yeah, I think we should. I just have to warn the audience that it's very early in the morning, and these kids have had now 11 straight days of rehearsing every day. But I would love, this is actually my favorite song in the show. It's just a beautiful moment. When Kian was talking about the emotions, this just shows Horton's emotions. It's where he first meets JoJo.
Okay, Kira and Kian, would you like to give this a shot?
You guys give him sure.
Can I stand up for
Absolutely.
This?
Absolutely. Okay. We can, we'll move the microphone here. And again, we appreciate them because we actually have some music, but unfortunately we are not able to set it up properly. But Kira and Kian, you're a little a cappella of Taste of a Seussical.
Where are we starting?
Start with the dialogue.
Okay. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Who's there?
It's me, JoJo, the mayor's son.
Well, I'm Horton, the elephant.
Are you real, or are you a very large think?
Oh, I'm real, all right. I would state that in ink.
In my thinks, I imagine a lot of strange things. And I go to strange places, as if I had wings. I love a good think.
Well, for me, that goes double.
Sometimes my thinks are often what get me in trouble.
When you think, do you dream?
In bright colors.
Me too. And I go to strange places like Salasalu.
When you think, do you think you could fly to the stars?
Little friend, no one could have thinks such as ours. Yes, I have wings.
I have wings.
And I can fly.
I can fly.
Around the moon and far beyond the sky. You called my name, and you set me free. One small voice in the universe.
One true friend in the universe.
Who believes in me.
Fantastic.
Well done.
Yep, and Kira, feel free to move the microphone, and Kian as well.
Yeah, that's just a sample of how beautiful the voices are. We have so many talented kids in the show.
And that is just wonderful. I mean, the whole organization, as you said, to have so many kids who get this opportunity to find something that perhaps they'll fall in love with. And even for the kids that, you know, maybe just get involved in it, they learn a love of the theater and the arts. And that's one of the wonderful things about, I think, our areas, the opportunities. And this is definitely one as well. This organization, I mean, you talked about this is not just something that it's a 12-month-a-year project, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It is. We spread our four shows out throughout kind of the school year, and then in the summer we focus on the three camps. So we try to keep kids involved all year round because we're an audition group, so there's kids who don't get in. And sometimes we have huge numbers of kids auditioning, so a lot of kids don't get in. So we try to offer other things so we can keep them involved in what they love.
And Kira and Kian, obviously you're getting these wonderful opportunities. Performing and acting something that you're hoping to continue for a very long time? I mean, obviously, I'm not going to say are your goals like Broadway or anything at this point, but is this something that you feel like it's going to be part of your lives for a very long time?
Definitely. I really, really like it, and it's really fun, and I just like I said before, bring the character to life. And I do think one of like my dream jobs when I grow up is being like an actress or something. And yeah.
And Kian, what about you? Is this something that you expect to be part of your life for a very long time?
I sure hope so. I don't know. It's like, it's one of the many things that I just really connected with, and I really hope that I continue this past high school.
By the way, where do each of you go to school?
I go to Everest Middle School.
And Kian, where do you go?
I go to Wausau East High School.
And are you each involved in school productions as well?
I never really have done a school production, and in my elementary school, there wasn't any theater. The only thing was music class, and my class was kind of didn't listen in it, so I never really got to do any of that in school, which is why I was really happy that I found CWCT. Mm. And yeah, the only show that I could have auditioned for was intertwining with this one. But yeah, I think I'm really glad I chose to do this one rather than a school show.
Kian, have you been involved in school productions?
Yeah, I think so far I've been in every single one except for one, the musical my freshman year. But I'm actually on the theater board at East, so that's a plus.
And Cindy, again, let's make sure people know exactly when these shows are. Again, for folks on this big holiday weekend, great opportunities to head to a beautiful theater and see a great show.
Yeah, and take a break from the Black Friday shopping. We have shows on Friday and Saturday at 2 p.m. and 6 p.m. I believe last time I checked, there was just a handful of tickets left for the matinee shows. Those usually sell out really quickly, but there's a lot of tickets left for the evening shows, and they can get them online. Want me to?
Absolutely.
Okay. CWCT.booktix.com, and it's T-I-X for BookTix.
And you have a Facebook page. People can go there, and there's a link
yes,
there.
Yes, we do. You can find the CWCT website. There's a link on there, and CWCT also has a Facebook page.
Cindy Strobel, director, Kira Karunji, JoJo, Kian Sullivan, Horton the Elephant, thank you all for coming in. Break a leg Thursday and Friday.
Thanks for having us.
We're going to take a time out. We're going to come back with Ian and have our number for the day quiz and our daily history lesson coming up next. The time is 9:49. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Well, that was pretty terrific, wasn't it?
Fantastic. I really hope they have a great weekend.
Seussical coming up Friday and Saturday, both at 2 p.m. and 7 p.m.
Always great to have a theater people on the show.
Exactly. UW Center for Civic Engagement. Again, 2 and 7 p.m. Check out Central Wisconsin Children's Theater on Facebook. You get a link to buy tickets. And as Cindy said, better get those tickets soon. Get out there and really see a fantastic show. Mm-hmm. It is November the 27th of 2024. It is day number 332 of this year. There are 34 days remaining in this year, and some famous events have occurred on this date in history. On this date in 1889, Curtis P. Brady received the first permit to drive an automobile through Central Park in New York City. On this date in 1924, 100 years ago today, in New York City, the first Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade was held. Hard to believe. 100th birthday of the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Goodness, that's impressive.
1955 on this date, the Guinness Book of World Records published its first issue. On this date in 2005, two workers at a Wendy's in Manchester, New Hampshire, were charged with taking money from the store safe.
Oh, geez.
One of the suspects was a guy named Ronald McDonald. A guy named Ronald McDonald worked at Wendy's.
Ironic.
On this date in 2013, Frozen was released to theaters. On this date in 2017, Britain's Prince Harry and actress Meghan Markle announced their engagement. And on this date in 2018, convicted murderer Samuel Little was confirmed to be connected to 90 more murders of women after confessing details. Some famous people are celebrating their birthdays today. Bill Nye, the Science Guy, he is 69. Actor Fisher Stevens is 61. Actor Robin Givens is 60. Michael Vartan of Alias is 56 years old today. Elizabeth Marvel of Homeland and House of Cards is 55. Urkel, Jaleel White, Family Matters, 48 years old today. Also, some special events being acknowledged today. I think when Brittany was talking about Black Wednesday, it was actually what she was meaning is Blackout Wednesday. Blackout Wednesday or Drinksgiving. It's not a good thing to be blackout drunk. So
no, it is not.
I don't think we should be celebrating Blackout Wednesday or Drinksgiving. But it is out there, so we are sharing it. It is Bavarian Cream Pie Day.
Ooh, that sounds good.
It is Jukebox Day. It is Family Caregivers Day. It's Electric Guitar Day. It's Pie in the Face Day. What Do You Love About America Day? Pins and Needles Day. And it is Turtle Adoption Day.
Oh.
So adopt a turtle here on the 27th of November. All right, it is time for our number for the day quiz.
Yes.
As every day, we give Ian Welsh a quiz. We give him three choices for our number for the day. And based on the math, if he, on average, you should get one out of three right just by guessing, 33%. So if he's above 33%, it's a passing grade. If he's below 33%, it's a failing grade. It's a winning week if you get more right than wrong, which is 3 out of 5. His all-time best week is 4 out of 5, and we're still grasping for that golden week, a perfect week of 5 out of 5.
Yes, absolutely.
And you remember what our topic is for today's number for the day?
Orange juice.
Orange juice. Our number for the day, the tons of orange juice consumed by Americans in 2023.
And you gave me a hint.
And
it was actually a lower than.
And it's down from it's down from 954,000 tons in 2009. So you have a little idea. So now it's below 954,000 tons.
Okay, I'm ready.
All right, is the correct answer 352,000 tons? 552,000 tons, 752,000 tons. Tons of orange juice consumed by Americans in 2023, down from 954,000 tons in 2009. 352,000, 552,000, 752,000.
Okay. I'm taking the hint into consideration and thinking. Okay, I'm going to say, let's see. I'm going to go with B. I'm going to go with 552,000 tons. B is my final answer.
All right.
Locking it in.
All right. Tons of orange juice consumed by Americans in 2023, down from 954,000 tons in 2009, is 552,000 tons.
Yes.
There you go.
Passing week.
You got a passing week. Now we're going to continue to try to even get better in the final 2 days, and we will be back with a Thanksgiving Day show tomorrow. Again, we recorded it, but we'll also be back live on Friday as well. So,
yes, we will.
Ian, have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
You too, Chad. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
And don't
to be thankful.
Absolutely. And don't
and
forget.
Go Packers.
And go Packers. And don't forget the big high school sports show tonight from 6 till 8 p.m. as well. So Ian and I will be back for that. Stick around. Coming up next, it's Matt and Air on Air. Have a great Wednesday. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.